Taking Back America with a progressive voice in the afternoon. This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey there, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon. I'm so used to filling in for Jay. I still get used to this afternoon thing. I should realize I'm awake. 5 o'clock it is. Yay, 5:06. Make that. Hi. I want to talk vice presidents coming up with you, and we can still consider, you know me, I'm always possessed by good energy ideas. You know, and I know that dams necessarily aren't the best choice because they have other environmental implications. But you know what? Independent and cheap and reasonable and connected and dependent on ourselves, much better in these days and times, isn't it? For one thing, it's local. It just makes a lot of sense. And if an organic farmer governor likes it, me too. Let's go. 303-713-7600. By the way, the World Trade Organization talks today collapsed on farm imports. That's news. And also another headline that we absolutely must talk about because we have to laugh. The longest running senator, the man who brought you the bridge to nowhere, the cranky git who yelled at Maria Cantwell, senator of Washington, and tried to embarrass her but couldn't because he's a jerk. Who was scolding and nasty and mean to most of his fellows. Oh, yeah, that guy, Versner Stevens, has been indicted. I believe it's 7 counts of felonies regarding the house that he built. And if you want to see the house that he built, go to WallStreetJournal.com. I think it's WSJOnline.com. And you can check out the picture of his Swiss Chalet house that he apparently built on the good citizens of Alaska's dime. Boo hiss. But you know what? What goes around sometimes comes around. And it just hit whack Ted Stevens upside the head. Couldn't happen to a meaner guy. 303-713-7600. Damien in Colorado Springs. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Hi, Damien.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
It's pretty swell. You?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Quick question. I know we're all talking about energy. And I was thinking as part of a comprehensive energy plan, what are your feelings on nuclear power?
I don't like it. And it's really easy. I'll tell you why. It's easy to summarize in a quick sentence. The industry has no breaks and no cleanup. And that's pretty much how I feel about it. As long as there's no way to safely dispose of it, as long as there's no way to put a break on it once a cascade starts, I don't like it. And I don't have to live in France, so I don't. And, you know, I know other countries kind of like it. I know that Iran's toying with the idea. And I know that even Al Gore has come back a little bit on it. But I still don't like it. And it's really easy to summarize. My friend Gary in Colorado, as a matter of fact, who was dying of brain cancer at the time, said, you know why I don't like it, Erin? You know, an industry with no breaks. And you know what? I believe him. I still do.
Okay, good. Good point, man. For me, you know, as part of the, you know, energy independence, I think that should be a factor in the equation. I mean,
well, ask the guys at Yucca Mountain if they want it. Then look at your, you know, Long's Peak and ask you if you want it. Ask you if you want it, say, buried under NORAD instead of, say, the mind control for nuclear bombs. You know, I mean, it's, I don't know. I just don't know where we're going to put the waste. And
well,
that's
we have
part
a
of
place,
the problem.
I believe, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's Yucca Mountain, but it's somewhere, I think, in Arizona. I mean, there's a place. That is designated.
Oh, I know they're dumping it. They're dumping it in South Carolina, too, but that doesn't mean I like it. That doesn't mean right. it's a wise idea. I believe they're dumping it in South Carolina. But, you know, it's like I don't like it basically because it's like, you know, I wish we didn't have to run chemical trains through big cities either. We've got a big problem with that, too. We run a lot of stuff through our towns and cities that's really nasty and that could kill a lot of us. And so we have to be very careful with what we think of in terms of that. That's why, you know, I'm really, I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm one of these people who you offer to sell me a green alternative that works even almost as well as a toxic alternative, and I'm going to buy it even if I have to spend more money, even if I have to cut back on how much I like to eat asparagus pizza. You know, I mean, I'm going to cut back.
Right.
By the way, asparagus on pizza is really good.
Oh, my goodness. But but what about the time it will take to build the infrastructure to support you know, like that electrical grid. I mean,
well,
we can have,
you know what? I think we could get her done. I think we could get her done. They're talking about if we just put our minds to it. Look at all the here's my idea. And I know I may not be the most practical person in the world, but you know what? We turned around. Do you know how many cars we built in World War II, in the height of World War II?
Well, no, I mean, we
zero.
Right.
Because we recalibrated all of the automobile companies to put out tanks and airplanes. So you know what? We could take all of those places that are now losing money and losing jobs for people who need it in states like Michigan and states like, hell, Colorado. Let's build some wind turbine energy. Let's do it. Let's do it now. Let's not even belabor it, talk. But let's just get her done.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, as a supplement, I think we should look into everything. We should have wind. We should have solar. We should have nuclear. We should drill off the coast.
No, absolutely not. Drilling, stupid. No return. Really, no return on investment. No money for them. Look, here's what I want you to think about first. Just a second, Damien. Think about all the tax breaks big oil got. Think of all the benefits they got. Think of all the, oh, we're looking the other way while you're cheating us, that the Bush administration for the past 7.5 years, the oil companies, I think it's probably safe to say, have gotten every single break imaginable, many more than middle class Americans. And how much cheaper is your oil today? TikTok. Nothing.
Right.
Zero Shinola. They have not drilled on any of the leases that they have. They have not because so far it wasn't expensive enough to make it worth their while. When they have record $1 billion profits, I'm sorry. I'm not listening to them anymore. It's called plug your ears and sing. I don't wish them any ill will. They're fine. They have more than enough work to do in China and India. You know, we'll have to work on offsetting their pollution anyway. So let's just get busy, create a way for us to be independent and never, ever, 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 ever have to think about what we do in terms of the king of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Thank you very much. I don't want to think about it. I want to do what we can do. You know, maybe it's a streak of pioneer in me. Maybe it's because my family, you know, moved west. The Hart family part of me moved west, and I've got more of a streak of stubborn in there. But I do not want to have to depend on, I believe in the interaction of the world. I believe in interacting with the world. I am not an isolationist, but I do believe we are safer and more secure if we create our own energy sources independently of anybody else. That said, okay, join me on the soapbox. There's room, 303-713-7600. Scott Broylen will be coming up with us traffic in just a minute. But first, let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. This is the first time I've ever called a radio show.
Well, I'm very glad you called.
I'm loving the discussion. It's very invigorating. It's very exciting to listen to people, and I love your attitude of being a pioneer. We need that rejuvenation in this country. But I'm wondering why I don't hear concentrated solar as a viable alternative, because it's technology that's been around for, I think, at least 50 years. And it's a way of concentrating solar energy to heat water and create steam to run turbines and produce electricity. It's
Dandy, I think one of its principal setbacks has been storage, hasn't it?
Well, it's transportation, because of the solar areas of the country that can produce it,
right,
we have to have a grid. And
exactly.
We
well, that's what we're talking about solving, though, now. Because let me tell you something. A couple of things had to happen, I think, Mary. And you ask a very good question. Very good. Because I remember interviewing people in Colorado back in the 80s when I did talk radio there, in the 80s. So mm-hmm. I understand what you're talking about. So I think what we are... When I was a baby talk show host, by the way. But anyway, I think one of the things we have to think about is storage and having an interconnected grid system. And you're right.
Exactly.
I think what has happened is that the states were kind of acting as fiefdoms. And what we need a president who acts like Eisenhower. And Dwight Eisenhower did with the interstate highways.
Exactly.
Because left to their own devices, I doubt that any of the states would have all connected up themselves. You know what I'm saying? You need people
right.
who will jam it and get things done and do unpopular things, I might add. Remember, the railroads is where we got the term eminent domain, which wasn't very nice to some people out west either. But I think if we all work together and we said to each other, okay, what do we need? We need an infrastructure. We need a grid. Okay, how much is each state going to pony up? How are we going to do this? Are we going to do it on a federal way? How are we going to do it? Are we going to tax people who drive more? Are we going to try and rebate some of the customers with feeding back energy into the grid
perhaps,
from their solar-powered cars?
Right.
Or how are we
going to
do this?
Reduce the kickbacks to the oil companies.
Well, they're getting huge, massive tax breaks.
Oh, huge.
What's it got us? $5 gallon of oil by the end of this year? You know, to heck with that.
Well,
get rid of them. Bye.
The concentrated solar makes more sense than nuclear. It makes more sense than hydro, because hydro has such ecological ramifications.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. It does. You know what? I like water wheels. You know, for small concentrated areas, you know, individual wind turbines, and I think the wind turbines and the wind farms are great ideas too. We have a guy up here who's a representative in our state legislature, and I just love him. He comes up every year with, you know, we're dominated by the Democrats now, so we get more done now. But mm-hmm. since he's been in office, we have a giant wind farm. We can check off and add $3 or $6 or $12 to our bill and contribute to wind and solar power.
Right, right. Exactly. And I would be first and foremost, I'd step right up to the plate on that one. But as far as the grid goes, there are certain things that on the national level, it's appropriate.
Exactly. And that's the only way we're going to get it done is if we join hands and sing kumbaya to have and here's the motto. I heard Schweitzer, you know, sort of talk about it today, which is, you know, from sea to shining sea, an electron for you and me. You know, be corny about it. Just have little kids singing it to their parents every night.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
You know, from sea to sun and sea, electrons for you and me, powered by the sun and wind and water. You know, we're not even talking about geothermal yet. I didn't know that we're going to talk to Sustainable Dave more about this tomorrow. But
right.
did you know that you can drill a certain amount down in your into the earth and use the warmth of the earth to heat your home?
Right. Right.
I mean,
well,
wow.
The drilling is not inexpensive, sure, and it's not without its effects. I would imagine, you can't do anything, set anything in motion, and not have some effects.
Yes, but are we running out of sunshine and wind yet? Hell no.
Exactly.
You know, let's use it. Let's harness it. Let's grab it while we can.
And this whole competitive spirit in this country has its place.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
I
was thinking about Mary. Wouldn't it be cool to have the same kind of energy? I don't know if you were a little tiny girl and you watched your president say, we're going to be on the moon. And then when you were a little kid, you sat with your family in your living room and watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon. And you went, oh, my gosh, look what we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today's the 50th anniversary, I believe, of NASA. So, you know, NASA. So, you know
right.
what? If we can create NASA, if we can go to the moon, if we can get to Mars, we can do this. I am sure we can do this.
We can absolutely do it. All we need is people to gather together and support it.
I'm on board.
So
you're on board.
Americans are great. They're innovative and they're intelligent and they're motivated
and you know what?
Entrepreneurs.
I think this would do more to break down the barriers between liberal and conservatives than anything else. If we had a national effort to free ourselves from the yoke of oil, I really do. I think it'd bring us back together again. 518, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Mario Show. I'm a little bit overdue for a break, Mary. Got to jump. It's 518. Thank you. Scott Broyland's coming up next with your traffic. Let's talk. I know I'm really, I keep trying to talk about something else, but I'm so possessed by this idea. I'm like, I know it sounds corny. See to sign and see an electron for you and me. Okay, it's corny. Whatever. I'm as corny as Lyman in August. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in. Scott Broyland coming up next. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I almost said another station because I'm writing to Sustainable Dave right now and getting him on for us tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Sustainable Dave. He's been looking at his trash imprint and has been trying to cut the 780 pounds that normally we throw out a year down to 30. Pounds to 60 pounds. He's got it down to 30 pounds so far in 6 months. So say make it 60. That's a lot. Anyway, he's very fun and fun to talk to. So we'll be talking to him probably tomorrow. Denver, Kevin, it is. Thank you so much. I sound like Yoda talking a little backwards. Forgive me. Go ahead.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
We were acquainted a zillion years ago in another life. I was the cook at that late night coffee house. It was also a jazz guitarist.
Oh, sure. How you doing? That's great.
Yeah.
You still playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah,
good
I'll be
man.
Doing that till they put me in the ground. Anyway, let's see. So First, one energy thing. My family has a summer house out in Clear Lake, California that I'm going to be taking over. I've been renovating it little piece by piece.
It's not anywhere near where the quake was today, the 5.4
no,
down.
Way up north.
That's what I was thinking. Clear Lake's more north, isn't it?
Yeah, north. Up 100 miles north of San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's not anywhere near where it was, but it was pretty bad, I guess. Anyway, go ahead.
Yep. Anyway, one of the hippest things I recently learned about that I'm going to be doing is HRVs, heat retention ventilators. That's where, like,
Tell me about them.
That's if you have, like, a heat source already. It's a flu of fresh air intake that travels inside of your exiting hot air flu so that you're getting a free heat source out of it. You're recycling the heat that you're throwing away.
Ooh. Do you have to worry about carbon monoxide or anything, though? I mean, I'm just raising some questions.
Well, no, it doesn't produce anything new. I mean, it's using your whatever heat source you already have and then just getting extra heat out of the heat you're throwing away.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, because up there where I'm at, live oak trees grow like sumacs do in Denver, so firewood is really cheap, you know. So.
Yeah. So you can just sort of recycle. But what about air pollution from burning the wood?
Well,
burn bans. See, we have a lot of burn bans up here on the West Coast.
Yeah, here we do. Out there, everybody does it. You know, it depends on how efficient your furnace is. You know, they have furnaces now that don't give out nearly as much carbon. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of fond of solutions that don't involve carbon footprints. But you know what? I'm all for it. Look, we're going to have to live through a period of interim solutions, you know what I mean, before we get totally clean and erase our carbon footprint. So I think the more we can do and the more we work together and the more we use the most energy-friendly options, the better off we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just a given. And are you playing someplace professionally coming up that you want to mention?
No, it's mostly all corporate parties right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, one thing I'd, let's see. The guy that called a little while ago, asking about nuclear.
Yes.
You might ask him to look up Davis Beth. Google that.
Davis Beth?
Beth, B-E-S-S.
B-E-S-S. Davis
Beth. It's a nuclear power plant outside of Toledo, Ohio, that came really close to a major accident back in March of 2003 as we were gearing up for the Iraq War, and it got no coverage at all.
Oh, I'll bet it didn't, and I didn't recognize it, and I read the news pretty thoroughly. Yow. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We'll have him Google that. Thank you so much for your time and your help. I appreciate it. AM 760 Progressive Talk, the place where we come to talk about our ideas to get America going and make her better. Marty in Denver. Welcome. I don't mean to make America female necessarily. She can be male too. He can be male too. That doesn't seem right though. Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm fine, Marty.
I haven't spoken to you in a long time, so just let me say this. Bien hecho, nena. You know, because in another lifetime, we were probably doing a Basilón somewhere around, Bayamón or San Juan.
Oh, wow. Qué bueno. Bailando entonces, Marty, huh?
That's right.
Well, this guy, okay, what he's talking about is we must have done a dance together near Bayamón or something, because he knows something about Puerto Rico, where I grew up, by the way, those of you who don't know. And he's speaking to me in very good Puerto Rican Spanish, which I miss terribly, but I often talk to my brother, so I frequently get a lot. Actually, more and more people from Latin America are moving up here, which makes me feel very happy.
Well, you know, we're kind of unofficial Americans, and stuff from Puerto Rico, so we can move around anywhere we want. And a lot of military. One of the least known facts is that a lot of Puerto Ricans have died in defense of this country and all the wars.
One of the stories that I wish I could go back and do better was a series I did for the San Juan Star about our veterans who had served, and they came back with a lot of bad dreams, man.
That's right.
A lot of bad dreams.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was about 10 or 15 years after the war, 10 years after the war, I think, the height of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still having nightmares and waking up and stabbing doors and were still having PTSD, although I don't think it was called that then. And Agent Orange, we're not even talking Agent Orange yet.
Well, I'm one of those guys, but I've been able to get over the other side of the mountain, let's put it that way.
Good. I'm happy for you, and I'm grateful, too.
Well, let me just tell you that I'm an electrician, and and all. And
so what do you think? I know that we don't really understand the mystery of electricity, but how do you, what do you like about the way we've been ranting and raving about this, Marty?
This is great. This is great, you know, to have this kind of conversation, have the, you know, the kind of coverage, talking about all the different, you know, sources so far that you've covered and all. I just want to say that people say, well, we need a grid. Well, let me put it to you this way. The grid is not as difficult to build as people think it is. Certainly laymen don't know. If you put, if again, we have somebody like Obama who will give us that kind of, you know, in 10 years, let's be, you know, let's be self-sufficient or as close to it as possible. The grid's not that hard to build. It just takes motivation, commitment, everybody pitching in, like, you know, the Apollo program, like, you know, the programs that Roosevelt put in place to rebuild the country while we were getting out of the Depression, and they got us at least, you know, half a leg up to defend ourselves and to go to war.
That's when all those dams were built, and they were a good idea at the time. And we did phenomenal things. I mean, just look around at some of the things that were built during that time. They're still as a matter of fact, we need to replace those bridges that were built then now.
That's right.
Because we skipped a generation of infrastructure repair.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get hit with it. I just want to warn everybody, we are going to get hit with it all at once. We're going to have to build transmitters, and we're going to have to repair our bridges.
And we,
you know,
and also, Aaron,
we also need jobs.
Yeah.
So
and one
I'm willing
thing.
To have my tax dollars invested in the United States of America.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too, that is the way we stop the brain drain that we've been having since Reagan, okay, came into office and decided to start selling off our technology, selling off our treasure in terms of people that could go out and do the things that needed to do to create the new technology, the new infrastructure that we need in this country. That's when it all started, basically. Last thing I want to just really say quickly, you know, about experience. Obama doesn't have experience, huh? Well, talk about experience in lieu of the fact, and throw these names in the hopper. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yep.
Harry Truman.
Yep.
Franklin Roosevelt, when he ran the first time, he didn't have any experience. He's a rich boy, you know.
He was recovering from polio.
Yep. On top of that, handicapped and everything. You know, John F. Kennedy didn't have any experience.
Yep.
No matter what you think about LBJ and all, he didn't have experience. And he wasn't the best of presidents, but I got to tell you, you know, civil rights in this country took a huge leap.
Made up a lot for his sins.
Okay,
I'll
Aaron.
Tell you. Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. Mira, que goce el resto del día. Stay cool. It's 303-713-7600. It's Scott Broyland coming up with traffic. And, you know, I just love speaking Spanish. Actually, a friend of mine up here just came in, and he speaks Spanish fluently. So I have Spanish on the brain today, thank goodness. It's 303-713-7600. Keep learning everything. It's so much fun. And please talk to us. Tell us. Teach us. 303-713-7600. I'm going to give you the latest report from electoral-vote.com. Coming up, all that and more on Mario Solis Marich's show. It's Scott Broyland coming up with traffic next. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is Mario's show. I'm filling in the whole week, and I'll be back. Oh, well, no, not Thursday. Polly will be here on Thursday. I'm filling in, by the way, for J. Marvin's fine show next week. So, yay. And I really want to talk to you. By the way, Tim Kaine is going to have to go domain name shopping this, according to Taken Goddard's Political Wire, because he apparently it's gone to his opponent. Oops. His lieutenant governor. Oops. Ow, ow, ow. Sorry, my elbow is hurting a little. Now, the thing is, I wonder what that means when your elbow hurts. I know when it itches, it means you're going to be visited. I don't know what it means when you're hurt. I hope it doesn't mean earthquake. We all think of that whenever we hear about one. 303-713-7600, or at least I do. All right, here's the thing. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about energy, and everybody is apparently as possessed as I am because we've had full lines for a spell on this. But feel free, if you want to speculate on the Veep stakes, if you want to laugh about Ted Stevens being indicted, please go ahead. He has been indicted for getting hundreds of failing to disclose hundreds of thousands of dollars. I guess it does tie into energy because guess where he got it? He got it from oil services companies up in Alaska. Now, Alaska isn't one of the states listed up for grabs in the Senate race, but I think this probably helps Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich a lot. You may see Alaska as a weak Republican state joining as a strong Democratic state anytime soon now. 303-713-7600, Matthew in Littleton. Welcome to Mario's show. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you are doing a great job filling Mario's shoes temporarily.
Thank you.
I was going to echo what you were talking about NASA. If the United States can launch a rocket ship, which launches a thing to hit a meteor and blow that up to take tests, why can't we can easily put that energy into solving the energy crisis
look
and coming up with alternative energy? Because
and
look what we did.
I know. And look at some of the companies right near Boulder helped design some of the stuff that's gone to Mars, the little rovers and everything. And those things hit with pinpoint precision millions of light years away.
And they last there for 3 years doing tests on Mars, which is so far away. So we do need the determination to do that.
And the funding. And we're going to have to pony up. And you know what? I don't mind my tax dollars going for a project like this, particularly if you asked us about it, if you got us to commit, if you got us to do, and if you did a public and private challenge where you had people jumping in the fray, if you gave Big Auto some tax breaks, if they converted their factories into solar producing panels and long-term storage facilities and, heck, think about what we could do.
We could do it. But unfortunately, McCain is putting on commercials saying that he's decided we should drill our way to energy independence when we have 5% of the world's oil reserves, and that's 5% is not energy independence.
It's ridiculous. They will be gone in a nanosecond. They're out of their minds. And plus, a lot of it's really tough to get at. They don't tell you that. You know, but it doesn't make sense anyway. Even, you know, unless it were just lying right next to you on the ground, why, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want them to lose any, you know, goodness forbid that they have to give up 1/10 of their profits, let's say. But, you know, just give them incentives. Don't give them incentives for drilling. Give them incentives for converting their business to solar, to wind power, to storage, long-term storage, storage for solar, for geothermal capabilities. They've got the drilling equipment. Let them drill geothermal. By golly.
They can make compressed air cars now, apparently. So that's air.
Yeah.
You can run cars on air.
Just drive by any right-wing Republican and you'll get lots of hot stuff.
Lots of hot air.
Yeah.
Well,
come on,
again.
Man. You're welcome, Matthew.
You. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. John in Denver, thank you for joining the Mario Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is Aaron filling in.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks a lot for what you do. I'm really glad you're in town again. I like listening to you.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm with you 100%, and the fact that we are still tied up in Middle East oil baffles me. You know, it can be done. It can be done efficiently. It doesn't need to be, you know, the carbon issue doesn't have to play. One thing I wanted to say is people talk about nuclear, but it is so dangerous that, you know, the risk versus reward is just not there. I mean, one molecule of plutonium in your lungs will cause cancer.
Listen, I live up here where Hanford Nuclear, there are people getting sick every day. And you know what? The storage facilities that they had up there are leaching into the ground, which means they're leaching into the Columbia River, which means the salmon that, you know, I don't want to scare people, but you have to think about the ramifications of this.
Well,
you know
we can't
I mean?
Even, America, and thank you, Republicans, because that's who I'm blaming. America has gone so far downhill in its infrastructure that we have bridges falling down.
We skipped a generation. We skipped an entire generation because we were too cheap. And I do fault Ronald Reagan, who I know a lot of people really loved him, but I think he was one of the worst presidents we've ever had because he put the hit on government. He made government seem like it was dirty and disgusting and couldn't do anything. You never saw Dwight Eisenhower do that ever, 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 ever.
No,
he did smart things like warn us about the military-industrial complex.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, and that goes, yeah, that goes way back too to Smedley Butler. Look him up. But in any event, but yeah, when Reagan came in, I mean, you know, one of your earlier callers used Jimmy Carter as the benchmark as a bad president. And, you know, unfortunately, I believe history has nefariously given him a bad shake.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Go ahead.
I mean, he is a great man, was a great man. And, you know, he didn't play the game always the right way as the politics. But everything that he did, I mean, he did incredible things that have been covered up. Ronald Reagan moves into town and pulls the solar panels off White House. I mean, he was screaming about this very problem.
He had tax credits set up for solar energy. He was trying to wean us back off oil when we were lining up. You know, I remember waiting with my dad in the car for hours to try to get gas. It's like ridiculous. It was awful.
And he was calling it out then. And you know what? Here we are. we let it happen to us. But my point is that America is great, and America is made of Americans, not nefarious politicians, and we got to get it back on track because we have the American spirit. We can pull this off. We can be a leader in the world. We can set it up to where we can be a savior of the planet instead of the crucifier of the planet, which we've been for too long now. And, you know, I would beseech my fellow Americans, right now we have to calm down and take it easy. Karl Rove and his boys moved into town over a year ago and got this campaign started prematurely to get us to do exactly what they do good, and that's get us divided and get us to fight amongst themselves.
Yep. You know, don't let Stephen Smith dictate this election. Do not let him run really nasty, mean ads that are going to torpedo our optimism and hope. Thank you very much for your call. I'm Aaron Hart. We've got to jump to a break. It's 5:43. Be careful out there on those hot, hot highways. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Scott Broylen. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Solis Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hey, Scott. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm trying to check with Sustainable Dave about what time we decided he's coming on tomorrow because we're dealing with Pacific time and you're on Mountain time and we're trying to figure it out. But I haven't heard back from him yet today, so I will write him when I get home. I don't have his precise email address on me, so I'm going to have to, and his website is kind of hard to discern. But anyway, I will figure it out. We'll have a Sustainable Dave on, if not tomorrow, then Friday. And he's a great guy. You'll like him. Preston in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear yours, too.
Well, I wanted to talk about alternatives to drilling. The questions often being posed, to drill or not to drill. But there are other questions beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Mass transit, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Walkable cities, there's a movement called New Urbanism, where we wouldn't need cars at all, or mass transit. We could just walk or bike.
They just built a green, you know, LEED, you know, the LEED standards for green and recycling. They built huge tanks for water to run off the roofs and then be used to water the gardens with. They did everything that's sustainable and recycled within this, and it was small. It's like a little village. It's like little tiny houses, not like townhomes. Mm-hmm. It's more like little individual houses that's on a fairly small plot of land. They're like 12 houses. Now, they're really close together. I don't know whether you could have children, quite frankly, Preston, in that area, particularly if you had ankle biters who like to run around.
Sure.
But definitely dinks and sinks could live there easily. And since we have a high preponderance of sinks and dinks here, single income, no kids, dual income, no kids, places like that are being built here now, which is great.
Remember that town in Kansas that got pretty much wiped out by a tornado a couple of years ago?
Yes.
I think it was called Greenburg or Greenville. There's a new channel. I think it's called Planet Green. And they're doing a series about how they're rebuilding that entire town using green architecture and these great conservation measures.
How wonderful is that?
Definitely. Yes.
Almost makes you want to move to Kansas.
Fort Collins. Here in Colorado, Fort Collins just started a bicycle library. It's been hugely popular. They got a grant from
the
Clean
Air. We used to have one of those in Nantucket.
Oh, really? This,
yeah, we used to do it. And it was funny because everybody had beater bikes. We just went, and I think if it works the same way, you just ride a bike from point to point and then lock it up in the next place. Sort of like flex cars, only bikes.
Exactly.
Yeah, because Nantucket is 27 miles offshore. And so nobody ever particularly wanted to bring a lot of cars out there. So we rode our bikes everywhere, even 27 miles to the next town.
Great.
Yeah, or whatever it was like 8 miles. But anyway, it seemed like 27 to me.
Another approach is something called microgeneration, and that includes things like small wind turbines that can be put on the tops of buildings.
Do you know what those are called? There's a name for them, personal. Mm. I talked to a wind guy at Sustainable Dave's the other day, and I took his card, but, you know, I just realized he just got married, and I'm not sure he's going to be available. But they're small little wind generators. They're called personal...
I just
Googled $635 small wind turbine, and I couldn't find anything. So I know I heard it, I believe, on NPR. So okay. Those of you who heard me mention that, it was mentioned on NPR.
And
I want one, except
definitely.
It doesn't blow enough where I live.
And basically, it also takes what the previous caller was talking about, the will. I mean, I think there are some people who... have a career in, you know, geology and oil drilling, and I'm not knocking that. It's been an important part of the economy.
We've got the Colorado School of Mines. Imagine if we set it to be on, you know, mining our natural resources, like the sun and water and wind and geothermal. They could take their drilling technology to power whole towns and heating elements on geothermal shafts, I would think.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much more to be made in a sustainable economy versus in extractive economy. And there's just kind of this kind of battle going on between businesses. Right now, the entrenched one is the fossil fuel industry, but wind power is growing, solar power is growing, and tidal power, that's another option. Mass transit.
Tidal. Now that we could use up here.
Bullet trains, you name it.
Woohoo! I want a bullet train too.
Okay.
5:52. I'm Erin Hart. Thanks, Preston. I'm Erin Hart filling in for Mario. He knew it was the break. I know it's the break. You know it's the break. No flies on us, or at least hope not. Scott Broyland is going to come up with traffic. Watch out for those fires, too. It gets kind of blowy and hard to see sometimes. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart filling in for Mario on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, if you're reluctant to use those compact fluorescents, I got to tell you, I'm part of a group that's monitoring our energy usage to see how much we can reduce it. And I tell you more about it, but the guy's not ready to go live yet. But as soon as he is, believe you me, I'll tell all of you about it. So Erin at erinhartshow.com. He's a personal friend, and he's really ethical and wonderful and amazing. And a Microsoftie, a former Microsoftie, so he knows a lot about setting up things that make sense to all of us and make it easy, unlike some things that Microsoft makes. Okay, I'm a Mac head, I confess. All right, the thing is, you can tell I use a Macintosh, can't you? Really? 303-713-7600. And yes, I use a personal computer. And yes, they're not necessarily great for the environment, which is why I have to keep my honest with the grid as much as possible. And so what I did was... And I started this. I've actually been using compact fluorescents so long that I'm on my second set. I'm not kidding, because they last 5 to 7 years. I have a solar-powered outdoor light. I have, you know, I mean, it's really fun. I like it. If I had more dough, I'd be investing it in all kinds of things. Let me tell you, I have a list I can't wait to get to. Chris in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello. I'd just like to say, I don't think we have an energy crisis so much as we have a leadership crisis
in our
country.
Good point, which is partially why, if we were going to talk veep stakes, I want Obama in some ways to pick Bill Richardson, you know, because he knows a lot about the energy crisis. Or Brian Schweitzer, for goodness sakes, my governor of Montana.
Yeah, I think that would be good. But, I mean, the last president that had a good renewable energy policy, who was that? Was that Jimmy Carter, maybe?
It was Jimmy Carter. I mean, Al Gore tried to get Bill Clinton to do more, but let's face it. I mean, Al Gore had wonderful ideas. Al Gore has been preaching to the choir and finally got acknowledged for it. Bless him. But, you know, he had to redo his big old house in Tennessee.
And I was going to say, they made huge advances in energy efficient houses and cars that run on electricity, no gas, you know, different, you know, wind and solar and different technologies, but they need to put it into practice.
I think if you're going to follow the leader, you also have to be told honestly, this isn't going to be cheap. We also have skipped a generation on infrastructure. So we might as well just bite hard and get together and figure out how much this is going to cost us, work out spreading it among a private and public partnership, and I'll show up and contribute, you know, particularly if we're giving jobs back to people in this country rather than shipping them overseas. Because, you know, that kind of stuff can't be exported overseas. This stuff we have to do it for ourselves. That's part of the reason I want it now that our economy's in a downturn, don't you think?
Well, if we did it for ourselves, we would benefit from the economic value of producing something.
Heck yeah. Thank you very much. 6:59. Well, it's going to be 6 o'clock coming up. I changed the clock too early. Sorry. I'm Erin Hart filling in for Mario. I'll be right back. It's 303-713-7600. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. We'll be back right after this on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.